With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Farmers around the country are trying to figure out how to deal with the fear of immigration raids on farms. Ben Tindall, executive director of Safe Family Farming, says farm workers and farmers are worried their farm will be the next target.
We're hearing from individuals who are closely connected to farm workers that there is just a lot of unrest, a lot of fear, a lot of concern, a lot of fear of going to work because I don't know that it's safe.
Warranted or not, Tindall says this is what's happening.
What we are saying, though, is this issue needs to be addressed responsibly, and it needs to be addressed in a way that this back and forth that we're seeing where one day you're saying, hey, we're going to work with the farming community, and then the next day, you know, we're going to crack down even harder on immigration. And never mind what we said 2 days ago.
Tindall says it's past time for Congress to step up and address this issue head on. American Farmland Trust awarded $2.8 million in grants to just over 200 farmers and ranchers across the country through the 2025 Brighter Future Fund programs. Of the recipients, 113 are beginning farmers, underscoring AFT's commitment to support the next generation of agricultural stewards and to ensure a more resilient and equitable food system. Now in its fifth year, the Brighter Future Fund continues to help fund producers working to strengthen on-farm resilience, enhance soil health, plan for long-term viability, and grow climate-smart local food systems. These farmers and ranchers are leading the way in growing a more sustainable and secure ag future, said Ashley Brucker, senior manager of grant making for the Brighter Future Fund. Whether they're just starting out or building on a generation of stewardship, they are implementing practices that protect land, improve soil, and serve their communities. Iowa's biodiesel producers say a credit in the spending and tax bill signed by President Donald Trump last week should help the industry. Iowa Biodiesel Board Executive Director Grant Kimberly credits Iowa Congressional Delegation for negotiating several provisions that will help smaller biodiesel producers who have been struggling recently.
Senator Grassley in particular was really solely instrumental in making sure that also the small producer biodiesel credit was added into this. They call it the 40A, the old program, bringing it back and adding that in. And that's going to, in particular, help plants in Iowa, the independent biodiesel plants in Iowa and throughout the Midwest.
Some smaller biodiesel plants in the state have been idled due to market uncertainty. Kimberly says they still need more guidance on tax credits before production can return to its full capacity. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture concluded an inbound trade mission with a high-level Moroccan agricultural delegation in the month of June. The visit further strengthened bilateral agricultural cooperation and deepened ties between the U.S. and Morocco, laying important groundwork for continued engagement. The mission also opened new avenues for collaboration and future trade opportunities. NASDA CEO Ted McKinney said it's clear there's a strong appetite on both sides to build long-term trade relationships grounded in several shared values and innovation. Moroccan leaders expressed a strong interest in expanding ag partnerships with the U.S. throughout the mission. Delegates explored opportunities for trade collaboration in areas like soil management, biotechnology, food safety, drought resilience, and many other areas. The Moroccan delegation included senior officials from the country's Food Safety Authority and executives from ag organizations. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.